Our gospel lesson this morning is a familiar story. This morning it's listed in the bulletin verses 5 through 42 of the fourth chapter of John's gospel, but I will be reading through the 26th verse this morning. Sometime this week I invite you to take your Bible and just read through the complete story. So that you will hear it once again. So we hear now our word this morning from the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, beginning with the fifth verse. So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know the story. You've just heard part of the story. It was high noon at Sychar. The disciples had gone into the village to buy food. Jesus, weary from the journey, sat down beside the well to rest from the blistering sun. When a woman came from the village and approached the well to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." She was startled. first, because men did not speak publicly to women. And second, she was a Samaritan, and Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. And in that simple request, Jesus crossed both a gender and racial boundary. "How is it," she said, "how is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" And Jesus moves right past her question and went straight to the heart of the matter. "If you knew, oh, if you only knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Jesus is speaking theologically about the deep thirst of the soul, but the woman could only hear him literally. "Sir," she replied, maybe there was even a trace of sarcasm in her voice, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this living, running water? Are you greater? Are you greater than our father Jacob?" And Jesus takes another change of direction in the conversation. "Go and get your husband and come back here." "I have no husband," she answered. She told the truth. And in the presence of Jesus, we've got to get real about our lives. Jesus doesn't shame her. Jesus doesn't lecture her. Instead, he affirms her honesty. How desperately the church needs to remember this. The purpose of faith is not to dwell on the worst in people, but to call forth the best in them. The church is meant to lift up, not to press down, and we have not always done that well. Still uncomfortable, she tries to change the subject. You see how this is going, sort of back and forth? "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the proper place. So which one is right?" "You're getting too close, Jesus. Let's not talk about me, Jesus. Let's debate religion instead." But Jesus wouldn't be sidetracked this time. "The hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. God is spirit. And those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth." In other words, the place doesn't matter as much as the posture. The woman is beginning to sense something profound is going on here. "I know that the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything." And then came one of the most astonishing declarations in Scripture. I who speak to you, I am he." For the first time, Jesus openly reveals that he is the Messiah. And he does so not to the religious elite, not in the temple, not before the Sanhedrin, but to a Samaritan woman, an outsider among outsiders, the hopes and fears of all the years were spoken quietly beside this village well. About that time, the disciples come back. They were astonished to find him speaking with her, but they didn't say anything. Even Peter kept his mouth shut, didn't say anything. Their lips were still, but you know they had to be exchanging expressions. I've told people my mouth I can control, my face not so much all the time. And the disciples probably were looking at each other, asking each other, who is this? What is Jesus doing? You can't tell the story without understanding what's going on. This woman was unstoppable. She left her water jar and she ran back to town. She came to the well seeking water. She left carrying living water. You can't convince somebody else until you've been convinced. She stirred up the whole village. Seeing the people coming, Jesus told his disciples, you say there are 4 months until harvest. I tell you, lift up your eyes. The fields are white now for harvest. Don't draw boundaries around the kingdom of God. No person stands beyond God's grace. This woman came to the well in shame. She returned to her village in grace. She came alone. She returned with a community. The villagers asked Jesus to stay, and he did. Many people in Galilee had asked him to leave. This Samaritan village asked him to remain. And after hearing for themselves, they said to the woman, it is no longer because of you that we have come to believe. We have heard it for ourselves, and we know that this indeed is the Savior of the world. Secondhand faith had become firsthand experience. And that's the strongest testimony of all. So here we are. A woman came to a well at noon, avoiding people, carrying shame, thirsty in more ways than one. She expected nothing more than an ordinary day, and instead she met the one who knew everything about her and loved her still. And that changed everything. She came with an empty jar and left with a full heart. She came alone and went back with a testimony. And here's the question that will not leave us this morning. What about you? Are you tired of drawing water from the same old well? The wells of achievement that never quite satisfy, the wells of approval that leave you anxious, wells of distraction or resentment or regret. How many times do we lower our buckets into wells that have run dry? Jesus is still sitting at that well. Jesus is still crossing those boundaries. Jesus is still speaking to people that others overlook. And he's still saying, give me a drink, so that he might offer you living water. Notice this. Jesus didn't wait for her to clean up her life. He didn't give her a theological exam. He didn't shame her into silence. He simply revealed himself. I who speak to you am he. That's the turning point of every life. not religion, not debate, not location, but revelation. Some of you may have come here today like that woman, quietly, carefully, maybe carrying something heavy. You may have mastered the art of changing the subject when Jesus gets too close, but Jesus won't change the subject. He simply brings it back to the deepest thirst of your soul. And here's the promise. If you drink of this water, if you receive His grace, if you trust that He is who He says He is, if you open your heart in spirit and in truth, you will never thirst in the same way again. Oh, you'll still have struggles. You'll still have questions. But beneath all of it will flow something steady, something eternal, something unshakable, living water. The woman left her jar behind. The very thing that she came for became irrelevant in the presence of something far greater. You see, in the presence of Jesus, it's not so much about what you carry, but about what you're willing to leave behind. So what do you need to leave behind today? Shame, bitterness, control, fear? Leave the jar. Run back different. Because once you have truly encountered Him, you can't keep it to yourself. Secondhand faith is never enough. The townspeople said, "Now we've heard it for ourselves," and that is my prayer for you. Not that you would believe because of what I or Pastor Tay or somebody else has said, but you would know because you have encountered Him. The well is still open. The invitation still stands. The water is still flowing. Are you thirsty? Then come and drink and live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.